When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dave, say something funny.
Strawberries.
It's Saturday, which means it's time for the Front Three Q&A podcast with me, Adam Boltwood, the one and only Dave O'Brien.
Yes, welcome back.
And some guy called Lawrence McKenna.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing very well. Before we get into the questions, Lawrence, I want to know one thing and one thing only. Thoughts on Liverpool's fantastic result at Borussia Dortmund. Hit me.
The perfect result for Klopp, 1-1. He managed to tactically engineer something which made him look fantastic and at the same time not hurt his old club. He takes it back to Liverpool in great shape. The impressions of the paper on the next day, the quality of some of the Liverpool players and under Klopp, how he seems to be able to play to people's strengths in a way that maybe other managers, people would think couldn't. And overall, great performances from people like Divock Origi, who people underestimate in the first place, and a couple of other guys, including, even though it was very last-ditch defending, Sacco and Lovren at the back. I was particularly impressed with Nathaniel Clyne as well. I thought he got forward very well, and I also think that he wasn't particularly exposed, considering the way that we didn't really play a defensive midfielder as such as a side.
Mm. Dortmund, obviously a fantastic team, the favourites to win the competition overall, but do you think... You can go through next week. You're going to Anfield, am I right?
I'm going to Anfield with the Football Republic. I think that Liverpool can go through. Whether I think they will go through is another question. Because I think Dortmund have still... You know, you can only really do that once in a game. Let's put it that way.
Very much so.
Or once in a tie. And now Liverpool have done that. Klopp needs to update his tactics a little. Because Liverpool lived... very close to what most people would call the edge.
Oh, they were on the edge, mate. They were right on the edge.
More than you know what I really liked was the spirit in which the game was played. So didn't seem to be many nasty tackles. Most people were just getting on with it. And I thought that was quite refreshing to see. And for once, it seems as if the Premier League was represented quite favourably within Europe.
Henderson obviously suffering what looks like a reasonably serious injury. Could be a bit of a blow for not only Liverpool, but also England.
Bad for him, not great for England, but also not terrible for England because they have enough people to be able to restructure that midfield. It didn't look like he was central to the plans anyway. So bad for him. I sort of feel sorry for Henderson, but I mean, you know, there's a wider picture to it for England. And with Liverpool, it's a difficult one because I think, you know, Liverpool fans are up and down on him. I think he's a great technical player. But there's kind of more to come. Let's put it that way.
Before we get into the questions, then, it's time for the comment of the week. You've been sending your reviews on iTunes. Not enough of you, though. If you're listening to this right now, and there's apparently literally thousands of you listening to this podcast right now, stop what you're doing. Go on your podcast app, rate and review this podcast. Not only do we appreciate it massively, but you'll be in with a shout of being comment of the week. And that's one of the highest honours you can receive as a human being.
Breaking news, we also have a free Football Manager code to give away. Whoa, for the best comment for next week.
He's got another bloody code. There we have it, Dave. I love it. The best comment next week is going to win a Football Manager 2016 code. Free. $5.50.
Free.
Five-finger discount. It's going to be sent into your inbox. Get your reviews in.
Nobel Peace Prize, Football Manager code. That's basic. That's the way it goes. Oscar. Just below that, and then it goes that. It goes Webby, Oscar, Nobel Peace Prize, free football manager code.
This week we had Robert593 writing in, 5-star review, consistently superb, been watching since the first episode. You can't watch a podcast, mate. But he says it's never failed to disappoint with a good balance of opinions and stats. It's hard to find a better football podcast. Would highly recommend giving it a listen. Robert, thank you very much.
Try the ramble. Oh,
the
sorry.
The comment of the week. The comment of the week has to go to the main man, Cameron Falkus, the man who's always sending in the good questions. He said he wants the opening theme tune to be played at his funeral. Is that possible? Yes, Cameron, we'll make it happen. We'll be there when you die.
His distraught parents, his distraught, what could be his wife.
The theme tune starts. We start riffing about football. It's a joyous occasion. We'll be cheering people up. It's a celebration. Don't worry about it, Cameron. Thank us later. You can't because you're dead.
Do you want us to maybe play his full favourite episode?
Yeah.
At the funeral, people just have to sit through
an hour.
His full favourite episode of Trap 3.
And we'll be sort of nudging each other and being like, "That bit was great, wasn't it? That was really good."
He's just up there going. I mean, that was at the time. That was leaning over to a grieving mother, saying, "At the time, that was actually a really relevant and poignant stat. I just want you to know."
Anyway, listen, let's get into the questions. We've got a lot of questions. I want to get through them all because they're so bloody good. First up, we've had a few people sliding into the old DMs, which I enjoyed.
I can do that.
Sliding into the DMs first, we've got Rishabh Singh, who says, "Hey guys, I've got two questions. How many Germans do you think will be starting for Liverpool next season?" And, okay, let's take that one first. How many Germans will be starting for Liverpool next season? Emre Can is one. That's one.
Two, maybe?
Definitely Jonas Hector. So that's two.
And then I think a third maybe Götze. So three.
And who's the defender they signed?
Hector.
Matip. He's Cameroonian, I think.
Cameroonian. He's not German.
No, German-born Cameroonian professional footballer. He was born in Bochum, so that would be four.
Like I said.
German-born, but yeah. Okay, four.
There you go, four. And the second part of the question is, would Wenger's retirement have a similar effect on Arsenal as Fergie's had on United? Dave, will come to you with that one, since you're infinitely and intimately.
Yes, I think so. It's difficult to replace such a glorious, legendary manager such as Arsene Wenger.
Yes.
What good he has done.
The pain that would bring would be necessary, though.
It's all about who they're replacing with, and as we've said many times before, they may have missed out on that perfect successor.
I think it will be Carlo.
Ooh, interesting. Mm. Maybe once he's succeeded at Bayern Munich, he comes to the Premier League. I like it a
lot. Yeah, yeah.
Next question from Lorenzo A. Castanon. Dave, you're going to love this question. Is Thomas Müller underrated?
Apparently he is, isn't he? You know? Fucking idiots.
Succinct, to the point. I like it. Here's a question, Lawrence, from the main man, Solomon. Hair Solomon.
I like Solomon, yeah.
How much would it mean to Liverpool fans to win the Europa League, and how would it affect Jurgen Klopp's future?
I don't know how much it would affect Jurgen Klopp's future. I mean, obviously it would affect it quite a lot in the sense that Liverpool would then be in the Champions League for the next season, or at least be... Do you instantly get a spot in the Champions League? Yeah. Or do you get into qualifying?
No. You think you're straight into the group, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Let me double check though, Lawrence.
So I mean, either way, you'd imagine that Liverpool would go to qualifying, and you know, it would basically mean that Liverpool would have the potential of signing some fantastic players, because they then have the pull of Champions League football and Jurgen Klopp and playing for such an institution as Liverpool. I think Liverpool fans would actually really like the Europa League. They've got fond memories of it under Houllier. It's not like it's an upsetting thing to win the Europa League, especially considering where Liverpool now sit in the league. What are they, 7 points off fourth place? Or is it 11 points off? I can't remember now. But anyway, they're a margin back, let's put it that way. And so maybe this would be a better way of trying to do it.
Lawrence, I can also confirm you will be entered into the group stages of the Champions League.
Great. So when we win
see
it,
you then, later.
We'll be straight in.
Wow.
No, but it's Sevilla there, mate. It's the Sevilla Cup. Europa League, mate.
I was going to say, that is the main issue here, is that Liverpool, you know, people are talking about Liverpool winning the Europa League here. They've got a second leg against Borussia Dortmund, a team who, you know, have the potential to score three goals in a game. And by the end of both halves, we're pretty much finding out Liverpool's weaknesses. So, you know, as much as they were vastly improved, let's also take that with a pinch of salt.
Here is a good question from Nico at Morajes on Twitter. Will a free 5-2 work for Antonio Conte? Southampton's found some success of it, but LVG's attempt at it was pretty poor, if I remember. Now,
I seem to remember having
a lovely gentleman called Athanasios Terzis on the podcast a few weeks ago, and I liked a turn of phrase that he used a lot. He said, if you don't have the ingredients, you can't make a delicious meal. And I feel like Louis van Gaal didn't have the ingredients to make that delicious meal of a 3-5-2 when he tried it, free at the back. Antonio Conte, I think, is an adaptable manager. He's not necessarily going to play the 3-5-2. He's going to put to use what he's got in front of him. He's going to try and bring in players. But I think Conte will make it work with or without that formation.
I agree. I also think Louis van Gaal's 3-5-2 was a dodgy 3-5-2 with an attacking midfielder instead of a defensive midfielder. So that extra midfield man, instead of controlling the game, was in an advanced position, which doesn't give you much. Yeah, but I think it could be successful in the Premier League with the, you know, the emergence of the 4-4-2 back into the game. So, you know, if he does go for it, fair play to him and it'll work.
Here's another question, sort of related to Manchester United. Robert at Martial the God said, question for Dave, what's the net spend under Louis van Gaal in the window he's been at the club? What is Louis van Gaal's net spend at the club? Dave, without typing it in, have a guess, because I've got it right in front of me.
So we all know that there's got like the 250 million, right? That they've spent. So they've probably made maybe what, 70 million back, you'd say? 80 million?
Okay,
so I'm going to go for a net spend of plus 175 million.
Ooh, that's not bad, is it?
Lawrence, give me your number. Whoever's closest.
I'm going to go 163.
Holy crap. My God, it's 164 million is the net spend.
It's like I'd heard a quote about it or something. I mean, geez.
You or something else, you McKenna.
There you have it, Robert.
You are
the
a
net
memory
spend
monster.
For Louis van Gaal.
Net spend legend.
164 yeah. million pounds.
It's like Mo says, net spend.
Don't talk about spend, talk about net spend.
Talk about it. If you're going to talk about net spend.
Logan Aspinall writes in saying, any chance of getting at Messi seconds involved in the front three sometime? Logan, he's already been involved. He's been a guest on this very podcast probably towards the end of last year, but I'd love to have him back on. Joel,
he's welcome back anytime he wants to.
Another question here from Jordan Gallagher, who says, predict now where Leicester will finish in the league next season.
Nice. Bye.
Wow, I'm going to go 6.
13th.
Good, Dave.
Jesus
well done.
Christ.
If Dave and I had a boat, we'd be in it.
Together.
Yeah, very much so. Here's another question for you, Dave. Gearman on Twitter said, do you think Hertha Berlin will get that top four?
You see, I did say a few weeks ago that I thought they'd fall out, and they've kind of steadied the ship in a way. But we still, we're seeing Leverkusen again come back into a little bit of form. They beat Wolfsburg at the last weekend. So it's one of the most difficult questions. It's even more difficult than who's going to win the Premier League this season from the start. But, you know, words of wisdom.
I am
going to say they won't make it.
Oh,
sorry, guys. Sorry, any Hertha Berlin fans out there.
Okay.
You look at Gladbach being 3 points behind them and by Leverkusen, I just feel that those two teams have a little bit more. Obviously, Gladbach had a fantastic result last weekend as well, beating Hertha Berlin. I think it's 5-0. So maybe it's game over.
Here is another good question from at What's Damotto on Twitter. List the top 5 strikers in the world. Wow. That is a tough question. Let's say right now. Who are the top 5 strikers in the world right now at this moment
Suarez,
in time?
Lewandowski.
Harry Kane. I think Harry Kane right now is in that group.
So let's start that again, chaps. So we said Suarez. Yes,
Suarez,
definitely.
Lewandowski.
Yeah. Lewandowski. Yes. What's his form like? Is he banging in the goal?
Aubameyang.
Yes. Aubameyang.
Or should we say Aubameyang, as I've been told.
Sorry. Aubameyang. You see, there's two other strikers as well that may be getting above Harry Kane at the moment.
Are you kidding me right now? coming.
So I'm going to throw two names at, right? And they both scored 30 goals this season. That's Ibrahimovic and Gonzalo Higuain. And I'd also throw in
Gonzalo Higuain. Except.
Sorry, Adam, but Dave's right.
So list, give me that top five then.
So
sorry, he's six.
Yeah, can we do a top six? Is that okay?
That is not the question.
Can we do it, Adam? I actually feel like we need to do a top seven here because it goes.
No, that's the whole point of a top five. It's five people.
But Adam, it's our podcast. It goes Luis Suarez. It goes
ridiculous.
It goes Aubameyang. It goes.
The whole point is you've got to constrict it. You've got to be forced to make tough decisions. You've got to go. Hang on. Let's just do a top 100. I'm going to name 100 people.
Yeah. Dave said Ibrahimovic.
One.
And then he also said
Gonzalo Higuain.
Two.
The problem is, Adam, did you watch Liverpool v Dortmund? Now, Now, Adam, Origi is a better striker, pound for pound, than Harry Kane.
How do I mute Lawrence? We've got Zlatan Ibrahimovic. We've got Gonzalo Higuain. We've got Aubameyang in there. We've got. Yep. Suarez in there, and that last spot you're giving it to Robert Lewandowski.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
But some honourable mentions, you know, Dirk Origi and Jonas from Benfica.
And yeah, and that's all that we need to say. He's just below those honourable mentions, Adam. Yeah.
My God. Michael Filetti says, "Will there be a major upset in the Champions League next week? Looking at you, Wolfsburg." Now,
more like looking at you, Real Madrid.
Yeah, I suppose what would. It would qualify an upset if, yes, Wolfsburg continues to hold that lead and knock Real Madrid out. Also, if Atletico Madrid managed to come back and knock out Barcelona, that would also be an upset, yeah. I think, the stage of the ties right now.
Mm-hmm.
Benfica?
Yes. Benfica would also be an upset, you're right. So do you think any of those are going to happen? I think Wolfsburg are going to do it. I think they'll come through. So I think that's one upset. Would you agree with me? Or you go in a different way?
I don't.
It's not like Real Madrid didn't have chances in that game.
That's the thing. And then, you know, I've been doing a little bit of Champions League watching today. And Wolfsburg, they set up with three sort of central midfielders with Luis Gustavo, Maximilian Arnold, and Gilavogi. So it's quite solid defensively. And they did play Andre Schürrle up front as a false nine. But I think this Real Madrid team, you know, like we said after the game, they had their chances. And if they, you know, they had two. Three, you know, one-on-one chances that, you know, if they score those, they're going down. I think Benfica's a really interesting one. Bayern played really well in the first, like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the game. They were switching the ball really quickly from side to side, you know, getting Ribery, involved in the game a lot and Costa. But then they, sort of, second half, they were a bit poor and Benfica came back. The only thing with this game is, though, that Jonas, you know, player that we mentioned before, 30 league goals this season, he actually picked up a second yellow card in the second half, so he's unfortunately out the game. So potentially that writes out Benfica for me.
Okay. Lawrence, are you expecting the upsets or Atletico maybe?
You know what? I'm going to say Atletico Madrid will go through.
Wow. You heard it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, Dave said without Torres, you know, they're not got a focal point, but I believe that play will overcome.
What about Manchester City versus PSG? Because I think City are going to go through, but is that an upset?
No, I feel like that one could go either way, and it's not really an upset, I don't think, if either of those teams go
through. It will be an upset in a sense, because I think they expected PSG to boss that, and then they didn't.
In the words of Lawrence McKenna, PSG are further down the line in their current project. than Manchester City. So you'd expect PSG to win.
It's an upset, but at the same time, it's not an upset.
Okay. What he said.
That's good.
It's you just know, I like a set. It.
It's good work, lads.
Nick Sweets said, "You y'all watch Vinyl yet? Wanna party?" is what he said.
I haven't watched Vinyl.
He's referring to the Martin Scorsese TV show, Vinyl, I believe.
I haven't seen it, I'm afraid.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't heard very good things, I'm afraid to say, Nick. So I'm not inclined to watch it. Please explain to us why it's so good and why we should not miss it. What's your favourite TV show at the moment, Dave?
I'm getting back. I'm getting into Vikings, which is quite good, but I'm also watching The Walking Dead. But at the moment, there's no time. There's too much football on.
Are you up to date with Walking Dead?
No, you see, I'm behind. A few episodes behind.
No spoilers here. Lawrence, what's your favourite TV show right now?
Somewhere between The Night Manager and The People Versus.
People Versus. Very good show.
Yeah.
Also, big fan of Daredevil Season 2.
Really? It's not my vibe.
Not your bag. It's a good show, though. My bag. I've managed to get my girlfriend into it, so if she likes it, I think anyone would.
What about the show?
Billy Banter.
Billy Banter has arrived in the room. Billy, welcome. Straight Red Card says, are lower Premier League clubs getting better or are our top clubs becoming worse? Straight Red Card asked that question. It's a great question. It's one we've been sort of skirting around all season, something we've been mentioning. I think it's probably a little bit of a mix of the two, right? The top clubs maybe are not running them in the best ways in the last few years. They're struggling maybe to compete with the likes of Real Madrid and Barcelona for the top class players. And you've also got teams lower down the table also competing for very impressive players, which makes their life more difficult. So I think it's almost a combination of the two.
Yeah, yes. I could summarise that better, Adam.
Well, thanks. I mean, I'm sure you could. But thank you anyway. Gary Goals himself says, who would you rather have in your team, Kane or Lukaku? The eternal question.
Kane just for the way Lukaku, that my team play, I'm going to go Lukaku.
Yep, I'll accept that. Dave?
It's got to be Hurricane Harry, right?
Woohoo! Yes. I like it a lot.
I think technically he's a little bit better in his all-round play than Lukaku. Mm. A different striker, I'd prefer a striker like Harry Kane that can work a little bit harder, can get involved a little bit more than Lukaku. I'm not saying Lukaku's a bad player, but no, Lukaku is, we saw against Manchester United that if you isolate Lukaku, you pull him away from the rest of the team, he sort of gets a little bit disinterested, gets a little bit frustrated, where I feel Harry Kane sometimes will go for the ball, will, drop deep, will sort of, we saw the goal against Germany, out of absolutely nowhere. That's why I think Hurricane Harry's got to be in my team.
What a guy. What a man. An interesting
question. Yeah, true. To be honest, if he'd said Origi, it would have been Origi over both.
Yeah, well, that's a given. Juan Contreras said, what do you think of Januzaj, Dave, and why is he not playing?
He's got a stinky attitude, hasn't he? He's obviously wound up Louis van Gaal too much. Did you hear the story last week or the week before where apparently Januzaj and Andres Pereira were having a competition in an under-21 game to see who could score from a corner? Apparently Januzaj hit the bar and cleared up the line, but yeah, you've got to sort your attitude out in a way. Obviously the manager is the manager and you might not like him, you might not get on with him, you get your head down and just work hard and get bulky again. It looks like he's lost his bulk that he got over the summer, so that's very disappointing. So it's going to be a big summer for Januzaj. If there's a new manager that's coming in, it's going to be big for him and Pereira.
Interesting. John Shin, the main man, has written in. He said, hi fellas, which players do you think will be shown the door should Moo head to MUFC? I'll tell you one name, John, it's Juan Mata. He's going out on loan to Norwich or something like that. He is gone. As soon as he arrives, that's all I'll say. Dave, who do you think is the one man who's probably most likely to have the axe swung at his head, not literally, if Moo were to come in?
Yeah, no, I'd say definitely would say Juan Mata, Wayne Rooney. Potentially someone like Daley Blind doesn't really feel like a Marine. I love what Daley Blind's doing this season. It's not like my, it's not my opinion of what happened. I just feel he's not a Mourinho player. He's not a physical centre back. He doesn't have a good physique. He's not that strong, and he's not that quick. Technically, he's excellent, but that's not. Mourinho likes those powerhouses at the back or very, very quick players. So I just feel like it could be Daley Blind's game over at Manchester United, which I'd be a bit annoyed about because I think he's really improved this year. His ball playing capabilities from centre half have improved like 20-fold, and I think if you moved him into central midfield now, after playing at the back and have to be so like direct and play those forward passes, hopefully his overall passing game will evolve. But I just don't think he's a Mo player, unfortunately, okay. Chaps.
Interesting. Hamam M has written in and said, "Is this Liverpool team one of the most exciting you've ever seen? I cannot believe they got out of that with a draw." Now I feel Hamam's got a little bit excited here. To say they're one of the most exciting teams.
I mean, they are. No, I think he means one of the most exciting Liverpool teams we've ever seen.
Okay. The question is this Liverpool team one of the most exciting teams you've ever seen?
But
let's give Hamam the benefit of the doubt. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
The BOD.
Laurent, what do you reckon? Is not necessarily this team, but it's almost the promise of, you know, some of that team and Jurgen Klopp. Is it the most exciting thing you've ever seen in your entire...
That's what people were saying, was that that's just the start of what Klopp has done.
Imagine what he can do next season. Yeah.
But I think that's the issue with the way that Klopp plays the football, is sometimes it sort of nails it and sometimes sort of misses it. I think it's probably one of the more exciting Liverpool teams of recent years. Yeah. So, you know, every other manager who's had a peak at some point, you know, that was a pretty exciting team under Rodgers with Coutinho just behind Sturridge, Sterling and Suarez. That was a pretty exciting...
That was good. That was good in their heyday.
Yeah, it was exciting. I mean, you know, they had a run of how many games? Probably about, you know, 10, 15 games were the most exciting team around. And I think under Benitez, they had elements of excitement, but not in this sort of cavalier way. It was more, you know, the excitement of seeing Xabi Alonso play ball. So, you know what? Yeah, they probably are, but not in the same way as any other managers had. So, yeah.
Now, here's a question I like from @Chelsea39FC. He said, "Who would win in the main event of WrestleMania with Adam Boltwood as the ref?"
Are you kidding?
Dave or Lawrence? Who would win at WrestleMania?
Adam's on those bent refs. Adam's on the bent refs. So he'd be like, one, two, and then just before three, be like, "Ah, got distracted," and everyone would be like, "Wait, what?"
Boom!
And then Dave would like roll over, hit me with a steel chair, and I'd be like, "He's down. The big man's down."
We're talking about who would win the main event of WrestleMania. Bro, we have to accept that WrestleMania, it's not real. So it's almost irrelevant who would win in a fight almost between Dave and Lawrence. It's not relevant. It's about what would be the best storyline, what would be the best script you could write for that fight. You see,
it would be the Stato versus the cast. And it'd be,
who's the heel in this fight? Who's the baddie?
I believe the phrase it would be raucous.
It would be raucous. Now I feel like Dave's almost too nice, so by default, Lawrence, you'd be the villain in this.
I think by default, I'd be, just because I'm also cleverer than Dave. It would be like,
just because I'm a little bit smarter than him.
All right, tell me this.
At the same time, it would be like I've redeemed myself in the end, because actually I'm quite nice.
Tell me this, and this is what's going to decide who is the winner of this hypothetical fight at WrestleMania. What is the name of your finishing move? Lawrence, have a little think for a couple of seconds. Lawrence, I'll come to you first. What is the name of your finisher?
The Twitter people's elbow.
Dave, what is the name of your finisher?
It's the stat bomb, very much like the Swanton bomb. I feel high risk, and I feel that this could end the fight. You know, top of the cage, he goes for it, he misses, it's over.
I'm going to have to go with Dave. I mean, it's obvious, but I like it. One, two, three. He's pinned Lawrence down. The Twitter people's elbow didn't quite work, you know.
I've seen Dave naked. There is no way that body is taking mine down, all right?
It's about the script, and people want to see the stat bomb. It's a showpiece move.
Lawrence, I have been hitting the gym the last few weeks, buddy.
I thought you were looking better, Dave.
Looking better.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. You know, you're real confidence better. Boost. Yeah.
Why are you going
on his bloody
before,
down?
Bloody hell, yeah. Jesus.
How are you down, Dave?
You know, fucking unbelievable, isn't it?
Now we come to the most serious and important question of the podcast. Jonathan Jabor.
Which one of us would turn on Adam?
And he said,
and stare at a chair in behind the stage.
Jonathan Jabor has written, and he has said, should I get a haircut? Now this he's also sending a picture of his hair. It's quite short already, but it's not up to us, guys. We put this to a poll on Twitter.
Good man.
Dave, do you have the results of the poll?
Well, technically, the results don't come out for another 22 hours.
Dave, what are the current results of the poll?
The current results of the poll. Drum roll, fellas.
Okay.
Drum roll.
Yeah.
Just get on with it.
Build the excitement. Come on, Lawrence. For fuck's sake.
Can you hear me?
It's in. The preliminary results are in. 47% say yes.
Oh!
53% no. Oh my God, he's keeping his Barnett so at the moment.
What I thought was ridiculous was he has quite, I don't know what kind of hair he would get cut. Like the only way you're going to cut that, in with a design in it, it's already like a two, you know, or maybe like a three.
Why don't you show the number three of our logo to your hairdresser? Just get that shaved into the side of your head.
Oh my God, imagine if someone did that. I would send them.
I'd give them a lifetime supply of Ferrero Rocher.
If someone did that, I think that they would get, if someone shaves that three into their head, I think that they would get the Football Manager code.
I think the hair. I'm
game with that.
My God.
I want visual proof, but I mean, you know, and if you get a tattoo of that three, and my face somewhere on you, then I will give enough. You. I don't know what I'd give you. I'd take you to a match.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. If you want to get a free shave into your head,
go and get a tattoo, you idiots.
Then you will get the pleasure of 90 minutes in Lawrence's company. I mean, that's not a prize.
Fucking hell, man.
That is good. Tattoos are a bit of a pet peeve of mine. Speaking of which, Jay Stockton just tweeted in, biggest pet peeves hashtag I am the whole.
Ooh, biggest pet peeves.
Eating with your mouth open. Just assuming things about other people. I hate when people make assumptions about anyone.
Lawrence, can you stop describing me?
Yeah. singing any song about going for a drink or every time or just any sort of fan songs, including Georgie Best.
Someone uses stats
a lot. So people using stats.
Yeah.
So what does it mean? Do you know what I mean? It's numbers.
Just numbers.
Because they have no personality.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame, isn't it? Yeah,
also when people...
Do you know what I hate, Lawrence?
Go on, Dave.
The bloody word narrative.
It's just evolved into a slagging match now.
Yeah. I've just been a bit of a, you know, one
My
of those.
My biggest pet peeve. What's your biggest pet peeve, Dave?
I don't know. Just trying to think.
Dave.
I hate it when you talk to someone and they're on their phone and then you have to repeat everything because they weren't paying any attention.
Yeah, when they, it's all right. Because most people go, and then they go,
sorry, what? Afterwards, you're like, mate, can you get off your phone for 2 seconds, Jamie?
But it really annoys me.
I've been good with that as well. So
I hate people.
Dave, go.
I don't, like, this is tough. I don't know what really pisses me off.
Lawrence, you got one before we have to go?
People who football pet peeves
who
insist on tackling hard in football and then when they go too far sort of going part of the game you're like, no, it isn't. You're just a dick.
Part of the game.
I found it. People who leave early from football matches.
Okay, fair play. Yeah.
Traffic, though. You can't be that traffic. Got to meet that.
I can't understand why you pay £45 for a ticket and then you're leaving with 10 minutes to go. That's like 10% of the value. Well, not, yeah, it's like X amount of the ticket you pay for, you bloody idiot. Sorry. got me really
He's
wrong.
He's gone there.
I'm going to have to go and do some yoga.
Speaking of football matches, before we go, quick score prediction, Dave. The big game this weekend is probably West Ham Arsenal, but Manchester United Spurs is the one where we both support a team who are in that game. Okay. I'm actually going to the game, luckily enough, lucky me.
Thanks for the ticket, mate.
I got given free tickets. So,
from who, though, Adam? From who?
From my contacts. You know, I've got contacts in the club, in the industry, in the sport. You know, someone offered me a ticket. They said, I like you, I've seen your work, you're a great man. And I said...
Jesus, there's no way someone's saying that and then giving you a free ticket, mate.
Yeah,
obviously lying to you, mate.
My score prediction. Yeah, they
went, I love you, Squawker Dave. And Adam went, thanks a lot.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm Dave. I'll take it. Thank you very much. Now, Dave.
Batista.
Manchester United, Dave, have won 4 out of their last 5 league games. Spurs, on the other hand, have only won 2. The form is going for Manchester United, but Spurs at home, I think Spurs are going to do it. I'm going to go for 2-1 Tottenham. What are you going for?
1-0.
2?
That's it. Don't know who it's going to be to, but it's going to be 1 goal in the game.
Brilliant. Well, that's all we've got time for today, guys. Score prediction. Yeah, I won't be watching it, that's for sure.
Prediction?
I'll go 1-0, but I don't know who to.
Jesus.
I'll go 1-0 Spurs. Excellent. And I think this weekend, unfortunately, Sunderland will do a number on Leicester. Mm. Sorry.
Woof. Even though they've not only won 1 game in their last 10.
Putting Spurs a mere 4 points off the top of the league and giving you what I call, Adam, false hope and therefore poor mentality. Let's get going, guys.
Thank you very much for listening for the Front Three. It's been an absolute pleasure to have us in your ears. Sounds wrong. I just meant as a podcast. It's also been lovely to have you here, Lawrence. Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Check us out on Twitter, LOZCAST. And then Dave can be on. Go on, Dave.
Periscope. Let's do some Periscope this weekend.
Ooh, good. Yeah, let's do Periscope. Yeah, all right. Fair enough. At the Front Three on Periscope. Go find us.
Yeah, let's do that.
Dave, thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
Not going to beat the game.
To myself. Have a lovely weekend, guys. Enjoy yourselves. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Real soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ooh, raspberry trick artista, my favorite dessert.